Two small craft harbors in Algoma are getting federal funding for needed repairs, Sioux MP Terry Sheehan says. A total of $253,941 will go to the Mamance Harbor Authority for repairs of the port in Batchewana, to be led by Bronte Construction. A further $323,961 will go to the Township of Prince for rehabilitating the launch ramp at Gross Cap, to be led by Dominion Construction. Harbors like these provide jobs and recreation for countless people, and a strong fishing industry means a strong investment in these harbors is an investment in the whole community, Sheehan said in a news release. As the nation with the longest coastline in the world, we must invest in resilient harbor infrastructure capable of facing the climate challenges of today and tomorrow. Harbor restoration projects are undertaken in cooperation with the local harbor authorities, which are incorporated, not-for-profit organizations that manage and operate facilities for local users, according to the MP. There are more than 5,000 volunteers in harbor authorities across Canada. We are grateful for this investment in our local marina, which plays a key role in our township's outdoor lifestyle, Prince Township Mayor Melanie Majoran said. These upgrades reflect a commitment to maintaining and enhancing public spaces that contribute to both recreation and local revenue. As part of 2024 budget, $463.3 million over 3 years will be invested for the repair and maintenance of small craft harbors, starting in 2024-25. This is on top of Fisheries and Oceans Canada's annual budget of $90 million for small craft harbors. The harbors provide critical support to the commercial fishing industry, which had landings valued at almost $4.7 billion in 2022. They also support more than 45,000 jobs within the Canadian commercial fishing industry, as well as thousands of jobs in supporting industries. Fisheries and Oceans Canada is responsible for keeping 949 harbors critical to the commercial fishing industry open and in good repair.